that.
Preston, they arranged a big ceremony, and this assembly was there, in which all the great personalities, all the great kings, rishis, and saintly people had come. And
they were all in
Indraprastha. This assembly was being organized. And in that assembly of all the great personalities who came all from different directions of the world, practically every known personality was present in that assembly. And Krishna, who himself is the supreme personality of Godhead, who controls all the cosmic manifestation, everything comes out of him and everything annihilated by him. He personally, himself, what he was doing in that assembly? He was washing the feet of everyone who is coming in that assembly. Supreme personality of God. So, then, this is very humble service he is doing and is showing by his own example that no matter how great you are, what standard of humility we should follow is being taught to us by him in this place now. At this time, question arise that who shall they worship first for their sacrifice or whatever they wanted to do, who should they honor first? So among five Pandavas, the youngest, Sahadev, he came out with a proposal. He said, I see Krishna to be the only person here who should be worshipped in the first place, because he's showing by his example, at the same time he's himself personality of Godhead, supreme personality of Godhead, like that. And as soon as he spoke this, all the Pandavas and all the favorable, all the well-wishers of Krishna and favorable persons present there, they nodded, yes, we agree with him. But as soon as Shishupal heard this, he became angry and furious, and he resisted to the proposal. And all personalities like Duryodhan, Karna, Dushasan, Jayadrath, etc., etc., who were from their group, they started giving him more wind, this Shishupal, and they were also on their power. He was speaking more and more against Krishna, and he was cursing him like anything. He was saying, "Iska baap theek nahi hai. His father is not certain who is his father, and he is thief, and he has been stealing all around his childhood. And not just stealing small things, he stole the clothes of young gopis, young girls. Such a bad person, a debauchee." And so many kind of other allegations he gave on Krishna. And like this he was speaking again and again. And when he spoke about 100 bad words to Krishna, Sudarshan Chakra came in Krishna's hand, and from his hand he shoot it out and cut the neck of Shishupal. Sudarshan Chakra doesn't always stay with Krishna, only when required it came and it helped, it worked, it served Krishna. And all the present person there, not all, like Narad, Yudhishthir, Vyasa, all these people, they saw this light coming out from the body of Shishupal and it entered in the lotus feet of Krishna. Not everybody saw this. Lotus feet of Krishna. So he got Sarupya Mukti. At this time, Yudhishthir, he got a bit confused and he asked Narad. He said, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is apta kam, self-satisfied, completely fully content and completely desireless, in the sense he doesn't require anything. So why we see at all different times that he favors to the demigods and do not favor to the demons? He favors to his devotees and he doesn't show favor to the non-devotees. So it is that the supreme personality of Godhead is never partial, is impartial. So now we see partiality here. So how is that possible? And here, this Shishupal, such a bad person, he's even saying bad words to Krishna himself, and he should go to hell, and he should have got leprosy on his body, something like that, some punishment he should get. And here we see that he is getting Sarupya Mukti. How is that possible? What kind of judgment is this? So I'm completely confused. Please clear my ignorance. So here, Maharaj spoke that this upakhyan, this story of Prahlad Maharaj, and this question being asked by Yudhishthira to Naraji, this has been spoken by Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur about 108 times. And also Param Guru Mahaji spoke about 108 times. And Maharaj himself, he said, I spend a lot of time in order to understand what is the mystery behind this question, this very serious subject matter being discussed between Yudhishthira and Narada. And he said, by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, and after doing a lot of research in the commentaries of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, he got what are the deeper meanings of this subject matter being discussed between two, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Narada Muni. So he is advising to all of us here that we are hearing Bhagavad and it's for 7 days, but unless we go deep in the subject matter, and if not all the subject matter, at least something which strikes our mind, and we don't meditate on that, we don't try to go what are the depths of it, and then after knowing the depth and the teachings, if we don't try to apply in our lives, then no use. It's just waste of time. Generally, Bhagavad, in locally we see all around people, they conduct Bhagavad discourses for 7 days. This is called Bhagavad Saptaha. This is Rajasik, it's in the mode of passion. And Bhagavad, which is for Dwadash, that is 12 days, is considered to be a little bit sattvic, not all sattvic. But Bhagavad, which is for the whole life, that is Nirguna. So we do Bhagavad in Nirguna, in the Nirguna platform. Or rather, he says, if we are hearing Bhagavad and if we are speaking on Bhagavad with the object to apply the teachings in our life, means to get pratishthit, to get situated, yes, to get situated in the teachings of Bhagavad, then it is called Nirguna Bhagavad. So now Narad Muni started answering the question asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he said, firstly we should understand that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is not afraid of anybody. Nobody can fear him. So that is why nobody can become his enemy, because he is fearless. First point. Second point, that he is fully content after kama. So he doesn't have any desire which is unfulfilled. So he doesn't need to take any bribe from anybody so that anybody may fulfill his desires. So it is said in Shastras at all different places, and each every verse confirms that he is Samadarshi, he is impartial, he is equal to everyone. See, but it's unfortunate on the part of conditioned soul that he doesn't understand this, being conditioned in the material modes. Just as we are at this moment, at this point, we don't understand the impartial nature of Gurudev. How he is impartial to everybody, how he is equal to all of his disciples. We see, yes, Guruji is giving him more mercy to him and he is giving less mercy to him. He is giving him more encouragement, he is giving less to him. So, he says, he says, this is not true. He says, just like Krishna, Guruji is also impartial and is equal to all. But we will understand gradually when we do bhajan, and then our consciousness lifts up and we get off, come out from this dvesha, isha, matsarya, means jealousy, envy, etc., etc., these things come out. Then by the mercy of Guru, one day we'll definitely understand that Guru is equal to all. He is never partial with anybody. He gives his mercy to everybody. Just like that.
The sun is shining everywhere, and the sun is shining, feeding down her rays on everyone. But some people put up an umbrella to block themselves. So for the disciples that are feeling like that, it's not Guru Dev, but it's them putting up an umbrella.
Exactly. The same thing is coming out with the two more examples. Coming on the part of God, but same can be applied for Guru also. And he cited that verse, Vidya Vinay Sankarni, Brahmane Gari Rastane, from Bhagavad Gita, confirming the impartial nature of Guru and Krishna both. So if Vaishnava or Gurudev is impartial, what to say of the personality of God? He is the source of everything. So we cannot understand how much equal he is to everybody. What about Hanuman? Is he impartial or is partial? We saw in the battle of with Ramachandra and Ravana, he took the side of Ramachandra. So he is impartial. He is partial. He is partial. But Maharaj says, no, he is impartial. And when we will understand that, when we will do bhajan, when we got the mercy, then we will understand that Hanuman was not partial, he was impartial. He was equal to Ravana also, he was equal to Ramachandra. So this we will understand one day, by the mercy of Gurudev. So here, in this pastime of Prahlad Maharaj, with the association of Prahlad Maharaj, all these students, his class fellows, are becoming Krishna conscious. And they are becoming like million Prahlads are there now. Everybody is becoming.